So we're going to talk about key lessons, key issues under Delaware law and transactional matters. And you know, I'm really excited that we actually have a certified Delaware lawyer with us, in Lisa. Lisa and I actually used to work together.
We did.
And it's great because I would just call her up on a moment's notice and just hit her cold with these questions. And she'd always be able to bail me out. And I can just describe her knowledge of, actually, not just me, but everybody that I worked with at the Cato Guest describes Lisa's knowledge of Delaware law as encyclopedic. So we're really lucky to have her here. And then with Margo, who's going to has the great... You know, you're great at, you're both a lawyer and a director, so you're really going to give us the practical aspects of things. So we're all going to try to keep it practical and everything, but I'm really going to look to Margo to give us a lot of color from a lot of different perspectives, from the lawyer as well as the business person. So speaking of perspectives, we're going to take the perspective mainly from the emerging company. We'll keep along with the theme of emerging company, Austin, you know, Korean taco trucks and all that kind of stuff, Sixth Street. So we'll do that and talk more in the context of emerging companies and some of the issues that we typically see. At least from my perspective, a lot of the issues that I see representing companies buying emerging companies. So a lot of times when you're about to buy them, you diligence them, and they have to figure out how to split the money or make a decision on something that's keenly important. You know, the cracks and some of the things that they forgot to take care of show up. So anyway, we're going to jump around just a little bit on the deck and.